So you can use the phone. You could use the phone, but your mom and dad would always limit the amount of time that you could spend using the phone. Why? And what were they really doing? They were limiting your contact with your friends. How many of you remember sleepovers? Oh, miniature, pick me! Okay. Did you have a sleepover every night? Or was the sleepover something that was a huge treat? Like, you'd ask on a Friday night, or, you know, maybe on Wednesday, hi, hey, Mom, ma'am, Kai invited me to come sleep over his house with Stan. I mean, South Park's a good example of anything. You'd have to ask permission, right? And then if permission were granted, then you would make plans, and it'd be a big hoop-de-doo. Oh, boy, this is going to be great. I get to spend the night at Richard Thompson's house. And, you know, you'd make big plans. Maybe sometime in the spring and the summer, we'd bivouac tent out in the backyard of whoever's house. Or if they had a pool or one of the kids had a pool, you know, you get to go over and have a little bit of a pool party. It was a big hoop. It was a big deal. Didn't happen every night. There was no sleepover every night. How many of you are old enough to remember when you actually have to ask? Ma'am, can I get down the street and play with Kai? You'd have to ask if you could go down to Kyle's house. Well, Kyle invited me over. We're going to play stickball or whatever. Can I go? And you'd respond. Your mother would say yay, or your dad would say nay, or whatever the case may be. Well, no, I don't want you playing with that kid. I don't like that kid. They can exercise this thing that used to be called discretion. Remember that? Remember? Discretion? So I say all this as reminder, maybe, and then as prelude to what was going on there. Well, there was a parental involvement. It was direct. It was not indirect. It was direct. It was, dare I say, it was charitable. It was filled with love. I mean, they did it for a reason. It was consistent. Most parents' use of disciplinary measures like this was consistent. And it was all done for what? What ultimately, what's the purpose of all this? Well, the purpose of all this is children are not in charge. Children need to be raised. They need to be taught. They need to be told what to do. And they need to have adults supervising their activities, especially the activities that might find them in moral trouble or confronting a moral dilemma. And it was also to teach them certain things, behavior, decorum, politeness. Well, now, why can't I go down there? Because you were down there yesterday. Well, so what? Well, you know, you may not realize this, but Miss Kansas does not like all the kids hanging out at her house. Miss Maggie does not want all those brats in her house all the time. Yeah, but she said okay. She said okay because she was being polite. She doesn't like you. She doesn't like any of those. As a matter of fact, she can't stand you. That's why her and Mr. Johnny hang out and smoke cigarettes and drink beer all weekend long. They're hoping the cigarettes keep you away. I'm kidding. These are all things that happen, though, right? Now, if social media is social, what is it that you're doing when you socialize with the kid down the street. I mean, what are you doing with the kid down the street? You're socializing. So what is social media? You're socializing. I think the woman's got a point. Do you want your kids? Does anyone want their kids? Look, I don't want to be hanging out with most of you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I don't even want to hang out with myself 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So, how can one regulate content, social, what's called social media, with children? Especially if they have a smartphone. Because, you know, even if you lock the smartphone up, these kids are smart. They find ways around it. There's no parental passcodes needed to download Tinder, to download, what's the other one? Tinder and Tumblr and all the rest of them. There's no passcode needed. I can go download it right now on my phone if I want. It's not going to ask me. It might ask me from my iTunes username and password to log into the App Store, but that'll be the extent of it. It's not going to make me make a checkbox and say, hey, Llama, you know, I want to download this file, but it says I'm not old enough. This is a dangerous world. Now, remember, one of the recurring themes here on the Mike Church Show on the Crusade Channel is the demons are ascended. They've come for the children, and they're not taking no for an answer. Now, that's not a slogan. That's reality. That's a fact. Men are charged with youth, saying that all the social media programs are demonic. They got demons in them. Yes.